epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, folks, it is time for another trip inside the Bucko Auction House. I believe off the air, Chris was updating some of the scores in Bucko Auction House.
Yeah, I got bad news for the pony haters out there. Donnie, bad news for us. We might have screwed up royally and forgotten how this all-star game format worked, or maybe been haunted by ghosts of Pirates' performances past in the Derby. He got one of the easiest wins in history last night.
Oh, the Cruz home runs.
Over 15. What did he hit, 34?
We hit 21 in the
first
round.
You hate Paul. You hate O'Neal Cruz so much. You're hate watching it. You're like the guy on Twitter that has a mask with a smiley face, and your veins are bulging out of your neck behind it.
You like it when
I brought
that
one up. Kid in high school class who's like sitting at a desk.
Oh, yeah,
and his face is popping.
That kid's weird looking in that picture.
I like that meme.
That kid. That's gotta hurt the. Call a vascular surgeon though for that kid.
Yep.
Man. Anyway, you had it at over 15. Man, you walked through that door. That was an easy one.
That's why I said it was cool to watch last
night. Although they were worried about him calling timeout too early, and then he did get on an absolute heater after he called the first timeout in the first round.
And it's a good thing he did it. And man, to quote Jeff Hathorn, if only they could extend him and Paul Skeens would look at that extension and say, this makes me want to sign an extension, and then you get two for the price of one.
There's a non-zero chance that Jeff, the nicest guy in here who everyone respects uniformly, comes in here and just punches you out.
Why?
Before
it's
the
his
end of
terrible
the
take, not mine.
Yeah, you're just the one who continues to bring it back up.
And man, that would set the place ablaze.
What?
Hathorn knocks out Filippone.
That would be like, it would be like the picture of Ali standing over
you
Liston.
Say it like you're rooting for it to happen.
You imagine Jeff,
I mean, you have plenty of experience
Jeff
getting punched
like
in the face. You always talk Boom. About that.
Yeah, I don't know why you want it to happen. I oftentimes say how much it hurts.
This one, I think, would hurt more because you wouldn't be drunk when it would happen.
Yeah.
You wouldn't, you know. I think being drunk makes it a little easier, I would presume.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, fresh off a win in the Bucko Auction House, we start the ceremonial second half of Bucko Auction House. Beginning with O'Neal Cruz second half home runs, I'll go with one,
two,
three,
four,
five,
six,
seven,
eight,
nine,
ten.
Jack, you can let the auction house music go a little bit higher. While these guys are,
you
want to
hear sounds of the auction house saloon.
Yeah. There we go. Perfect, Jack. Very good job he's doing, by the way, in his first foray running the show here.
And people are loving his hair on YouTube.
He looks like a young Alfred Molina.
He looks like a young Benji Molina.
Benji?
He looks like a young Jose Molina.
Are the Molina brothers the best fat athletes of all time?
Yadier lost all that weight.
Well, he was never like fat. Benji and Benji was an absolute
Which one
tank.
Was the one? Was it Benji or...
Jose
that hit for the cycle.
One of them hit for the cycle.
I mean, did the other team leave the field for him to get a triple?
It was against the Red Sox. I want to say he played for the Rangers at the time. I think it's Jose Molina.
No, that's Benji Molina.
What do we got right now on the numbers here? I don't want to let you guys...
Donnie's at 10. Home runs, O'Neill Cruz, second half of the season. 10 homers, O'Neill Cruz to Don. Going once. I'll go 11. Oh, but you hate O'Neill Cruz so much. No, I see a bargain when it's there.
How many games have they played this year? 90 plus? He's hit 16.
11 homers, O'Neill Cruz, second half of the season. To me, going once, going twice.
12.
Wow.
12 homers.
That was like a Kurt Angle count there, Malsey. He was about to bring the hand down.
Don football, O'Neill
Cruz.
I don't know if you
made the right move kicking out here.
Going once, going twice. Sold, you bought him.
I think Pony might have worked you into a shoot there.
Well, I think he's going to hit 30.
I mean, if that's like your North Star here, then I guess that's fine. Also, I believe you do have...
I have him at 27.
Over 27. You have to double down.
Man, you are pot committed on Nelly. O'Neill Cruz. All right. Next up, Paul Skeen, second half wins. I'll go one. One Paul Skeen's win in the second half.
I'm gonna be brave and go two here.
Poor guy.
I'll go three.
God, it's really sick what this number is going to come out to, too.
I don't think my prediction on his Cy Young season will be far off. I said 7-16 with a 2.08 ERA.
Can you imagine if he went 7-16 with like a 190 ERA? How sick
and
that
he's
would
what
be.
4-8?
He's not going to win it if those are his stats. I hate to say it because Zach Wheeler's going to be close enough.
And his team's good.
But that shouldn't matter, but you're right. Actually, it should matter a little bit. I have a theory on that. Because I think those guys are pitching in more important games. So I don't think all games are created equal. So if their numbers are close, I would give the
edge
to
Wheeler. But it is an individual. You're saying, though, that a team around him being crappy is still influencing an individual award.
Yeah, I know. But I said, that's why
I modified it
from it doesn't matter to it matters a little bit.
If you, like, thought...
Out here... We feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world. Points of interest along the trail. And offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
But that Paul Skeens was like a guy who folds up like a cheap tent in the clutch. I think that would be one thing.
Well,
but I don't believe that to be the case.
I mean, I know that the Bengals weren't bad last year and they were technically fighting for a playoff spot. Mm-hmm. But don't you think that was the difference in Josh Allen winning the award over Burrow?
Was Burrow second or I thought Jackson was second?
No, Jackson was second. But let's say Burrow's team won 12 games. I think he would have won the MVP last year.
trying to think of how much
I
think that's right, but I'm trying to think of how much of their early season struggles were his fault.
Some of them were his fault.
So I think that's like a counterpoint to that.
I know, but like if
he's a major part of the reason. What has Paul Skeens done to actually be in this predicament?
I know. I mean, I could get a fine-tooth comb out and say,
yeah, he's
like,
had one or two bad starts. Yep. He's also had how many starts where he's gone, like seven or eight.
All right, so I guess it's going to be mine here. Three
how
wins,
many?
Paul Skeens, second
Four.
Half. Four wins to Malzi, second half of the season for Paul Skeens. Going once, going twice, sold you bottom.
Doesn't feel great.
I think you got worked into a shoot there, brother.
I like mine better than Donnie's.
Well, yes, because you bid on it and took it, and you
well,
didn't
no, I,
bid
do
on
Do I
want
to bet on Paul Skeens essentially to be great, so great that his teammates can't drag him down like a collective anchor, or do I want to bet on O'Neal
Don't
Cruz?
Bring me down.
They'll keep doing it. They'll keep dragging him down.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe I should have thought that through.
He's like ELO. He's saying, don't bring me down.
Bruce.
And they are, over and over again. All right.
Pirate. We had somebody, by the way, suggest in the YouTube comments that Skeens, after tonight's game, was going to try to defect to the Yankees by hiding in somebody's luggage. That he's so sad. Like one of those old Cuban defector stories.
Or Malkin.
Well, that was a scary one, too. Anyway.
All right. Pirates win second half of the season.
Oh, boy.
How many games will they play in the second half?
So, they're at 39-58 right now. Better said after the All-Star break.
They have 97 games they've played, so they have 65 games left.
Donnie, I think you need to point out you need to have the record state that these are all after the All-Star break, not technically second half of the season.
Yes.
So post
All-Star break.
Yeah, all of these are.
Yeah.
All right. 39-58. So that means they've played
97 games.
97 games,
And they have 65 left.
Yep.
Oh.
I will say they win 10 games after the All-Star break.
I'll say they win 13 games.
I'll give them 15.
I'll go 16.
I will go 20.
I'll go 21.
22.
23.
24.
25.
26.
27. wins post All-Star break, your Pittsburgh Pirates, to me, going once, going twice. So
he wanted us. He wanted us to bite.
I know. I think we got him.
How many home games do they have after the All-Star break?
Oh, they got the White Sox right here.
How many
Friday,
games?
Friday, Saturday,
and then
Sunday.
They got the Leland Cup, and then they got the Diamondbacks at home. I could get off to a red hot start here.
So wait a minute.
I could leave you boys in the dust.
In the Leland Cup, they're going to go in and play 59-38 Detroit and just mop the floor with them, huh?
I mean, they mopped the floor with the Cardinals and Mets at home, Malzi.
And then what happened?
Yeah, they went on the road, but those games aren't in Detroit. They're right here
All
in
right.
Pittsburgh.
I'm not willing to concede that this team is suddenly just.
By the way,
be
I think
that,
we need to go to that game on Wednesday.
Three on the road against Colorado. That's going to be the resistible force meeting the movable object.
You think we might get Scooble versus Skeens this time around?
Man, you know what this is going to come down to, Donnie? They're going to be like 26-33 with six games left. Three on the road in Cincy, three on the road in Atlanta. Can they win two of them? And they're going to go a reverse Donnie football and go 1-5.
I was going to say, can you get the luck I had at the end of June?
Why do you guys keep rooting for all my stuff to blow up in my face? You're rooting for me to get punched in the face.
I didn't say
me
I
to
was
lose my
for that. That part would have been, that would be kind of like wild and funny, but I wouldn't actually say I'm rooting for it.
If Jeff walked in here and karate kicked me in the face, you would not laugh?
No, yes. I would laugh incredibly hard. Like I'd be doubled over. It would just be so jarring to see Jeff choose violence.
I mean, just imagine that, like he does the crane kick.
And I feel like if the shoe were on the other foot and I ninja kicked Jeff in the face, he'd be like, yo, what are you doing?
Well,
what's wrong with you?
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Because I think if we were assembling a list of fan listeners who want to see Jeff get kicked in the face, I couldn't even count them on one hand.
Like, if I did that to
the fast part of the action
if
house.
I did that to Pomp, you guys would call 911 immediately, and you'd want all the authorities here to, like, haul me out,
yes,
haul me off
Pomp
the jail.
Yes, because Pomp is in his mid-60s and has, like, I think, what, he's had, like, heart stuff going on.
But if Pop did that to me, it'd be like the number one watch video on TikTok for an entire year.
Yes, I think there's a common thread here is that people
want to see me kicked in the face. And you guys are included in that group. I'm fine with the other people. It's you two being like all in favor of me getting kicked in the face that I'm,
you know,
I find off-putting.
You know what it's like though, Donnie? It's, we've heard so many stories about him getting punched in the face.
But
and
you're
what have
dying
you.
To see it happen.
But it's like a band. It's like, I always wanted to see them in their prime. And it's like, well, Pony was known for getting punched in the face. I always wanted to see it happen once just to see what it looks like. How does his body react? Does he fall funny? You know?
Like they were auctioning off jerseys at the celebrity softball game last night. I almost went up to Tony and said, why don't we auction off James Harrison tackling me in center field? Because I bet you could get $5,000 on the spot for that right now.
I mean, James might have just paid $5,000 to do it himself.
No, I actually got along with him fine. If there is any kind of bad blood, he was very professional
at
about
his,
it.
So he's, how old is he now? Like 40, what, early 40s?
7, 46, 47?
Yeah, okay, early and mid 40s. Is he still the guy that you would have wanted to be tackled by the least?
No.
Sawyer?
No, Hayward. I think Hayward.
I'd still say Cam.
Cam is a humongous
right,
individual.
He's just like a, it's almost difficult to describe. He's just like a
dense,
massive human.
He doesn't like have,
he's
like
not
a,
like insanely tall though, but
no, he's tall.
Just, but well, he's, no, he's tall, but he's not like, we're not talking like 6'8".
You know how James Harrison has like the clear, hey, he's got like big like Hulk Hogan biceps and all that stuff? Cam just looks like a massive, like every limb, he's just dad strength personified.
I also feel like he's the one guy that could headbutt you, Chris, and I think you would get injured. I think
that's
would,
a good call.
I think you'd
got
lose
a pretty
that.
Big noggin, doesn't he?
No, not, I mean, it's like
is
a,
it just because he's shiny, bald head?
Yeah, like, I think okay. It's more that. But Hayward has a huge head.
I mean, I wouldn't want to find out, and I'm usually pretty confident in those situations. Like, Doran once told me that he was undefeated in fights in his life, and I said, what's your go-to move? And he said, you'd be surprised, but I would just headbutt people.
Would you rather,
I was always like, would he do that to me?
Would you rather have $100 or a Cam Hayward head-sized bowl full of quarters? I'd rather have that.
Head-sized bowl full of quarters is, like, easy.
It is a huge head.
I could retire on a Mulsey-sized bowl of quarters. Just be like, all right, we're cashing in, boys.
All right, is Brownie next? On his break, joining us. Okay. Get his reaction to Skeens and watching Cruz last night, and also what Rob Manfred said to Pat McAfee yesterday regarding the Pirates and the system. The system being to blame for the Pirates' struggles. And that's what Pirates fans want to see, a system change.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.